This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is going to be a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com that we have, a referral list to help out our seniors and family members and caregivers where they can go to find good services. And much like our HaystackHelp.com referral list, but this one is specially dedicated for seniors and, as I mentioned, their family members and caregivers, because a lot of things can happen, and a lot of things happen quickly, and sometimes we just do not know where to go to find the company that we can trust or the advice that we can trust. And so that's what our show is going to all be about when we do these special segments for seniors. So we are thrilled to kick it off and want to thank Dan Muir from Rush to Reason for setting this up for us. We have Ruth Ann Arbor in with us, and she's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's just start out with you a little bit. Give us a little bit of your background and then, you know, what you've done in the past and what brought you in to be with Phillips.
Great. Well, actually, I have been with Phillips Lifeline for 20 years, believe it or not.
Started when you were eight.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> but I really have been in the healthcare field my whole career. Right. Before Lifeline, I worked for the VA medical system as a clinical dietitian. And at that time, too, most of the veterans and the VA worked at were World War II veterans, so older adults. And, you know, I saw those seniors that, you know, would have a fall and weren't able to get help. Wow. And so when I had an opportunity to change careers, that's really what led me to working for Phillips Lifeline.
Sure. And, you know, you and I were talking just a little bit before we started, and most of the time, I'm making this statistic just in my own mind of what I think, probably. I'm sure there's probably half the time or maybe 60% of the time there are injuries due to the fall. But you and I were just talking. We both know people where there really was an injury. They just couldn't get up, and there's nobody there to help them.
Exactly. You know, that is a statistic, 50% of the people that fall.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a true statistic that fall. They're not injured. Simply can't get up, and all sorts of bad things happen when people just when they lay on their floor. Mm-hmm. They can get dehydrated, their kidneys can then shut down. You get awful sores on your skin that can then cause a huge infection. It can just lead to all sorts of bad things. So the sooner you can get help, the better.
Sure. And as I mentioned, this is really, boy, if you're a caregiver out there, and you know what, if you're a son or a daughter or a grandchild or whatever, you may not have assumed that role yet, but you're going to be, right? I mean, at some point, you're going to be a caregiver. So really making that home safe is our number one piece of advice to you. And you and I were just talking again before you fall in a bathroom, and that's where a lot of falls occur for seniors, but getting those bathrooms safe. But just making that home a lot safer is a lot of it, but doing what you guys do to have this in-home medical alert that's going to get them help pretty much immediately, that's a lifesaver.
It is. That's one of the reasons why I work for this company. We save people's lives every day. You know, with the simple push of a button. And actually now we even have technology where you don't even have to push the button. If you have a significant fall, it's actually going to detect your fall and send the signal in to us.
Wow. Okay. So where's this grown from when you look now, when you started 20 years ago, the technology and all, what was it kind of like when you, because we all saw the commercials and we've all, I'll be honest, even joked about sometimes like we fall and go, hey, I can't get up. I mean, because that's just in our minds. But how's that technology changed?
Oh, gosh. The technology has changed in the sense of the button that a senior used to wear. It was literally the size of a garage door opener.
And it might have made them fall, lose their balance, right?
And it went to a communicator that wasn't two-way voice with our response associates. Okay. So we had to rely on calling into their home or then calling neighbors over to go check on them. But not being able to talk to that subscriber or that older adult, to now we have pendants where it's two-way voice right in the pendant and completely waterproof. So they can wear it in the shower. They can, you know, and which is a common place where people have falls or incidents or, So it's come a long way, and it's ever changing and improving too.
Right. So do you have, is it, let's talk about the service itself then. Is it like some kind of home box that you put in one room and then there's different alerts that take multiple boxes? Kind of explain it.
So we have different levels of service. We do have the one where there's still what we call a basic communicator that connects to what I call a standard telephone service, whether it's a Comcast or a CenturyLink. But as we know, people are getting rid of the, you know, usual landline, and we have a communicator where it works off of cell service. It's not off of their cell phone, so you don't even have to have a cell phone. It actually has its own cell card in the communicator, and then the button transmits the signal to the communicator. So that is really what we call our in-home devices. Mm-hmm. And then we have one where it's a standalone button. It's two-way communication in the button, and again, it works off of cellular. I call it basically a mini cell phone without buttons. And all you have to do is push it, or if you have a fall, it's going to detect your fall and send that signal in.
Wow. Now, I assume there are other companies out there, quote, similar, okay? True. And I'm not here to bash competition or talk, bring up names, but just what do you think are some of the key points that set you guys apart?
Yep. We're one of the few, if only, company. We manufacture and develop our own equipment. We only monitor our own equipment. A lot of other companies are using other people's equipment, a different call center. Mm-hmm. So we really have a lot of control over the quality of our equipment and the quality of our call centers. And if we need to help that subscriber troubleshoot their equipment, we know what equipment. We don't have to figure out, oh, well, what equipment do they have? So that's one of definitely a big differentiator. Mm-hmm. Also, our industry is not mandated to be regulated by the FDA. However, we took it to that next step, and all of our equipment is considered a or is registered as a Class 2 medical device. So we have to report any kind of failures, any type of scenarios to the FDA if something's going on with our equipment.
Sure. So the person falls, or in this case, you know, they don't even have to call in, like I say, into a technology now. So that goes to a immediate kind of response team.
Correct. Okay. It goes to our central call center. We actually now have three call centers in North America. Our main one outside of Boston in Framingham, also one in Arizona, and then we cover Canada, so we also have a Canadian call center. So it goes to those response associates, and we have basic information on that subscriber. Obviously, their address, basic medical information. We have information of, like, they have a pet in the home. So if we have to send EMS, we can tell the EMS there's a dog, do not let the dog out, or do not let the cat out. And anything else helpful about that subscriber that we can provide to the EMS if we have to call them.
Sure. Again, if you're just joining us, we're glad to have Ruth Ann Arbor with us. She's a territory manager for Philips Lifeline. If you'd like more information, their number's 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476, and they will be glad to help you. A couple of things I'm just trying to think. You know, if you fall, I mean, first of all, it's a helpless feeling.
Right.
I mean, you kind of feel stupid. I mean, even when, you know, when we fall, first thing we do is kind of look around and see if anybody's
watching. Yeah, everybody's watching us.
Yeah, everybody's watching. So I can't think of anything more comforting when you're in a home alone, all of a sudden, to hear a voice start talking to you. That's got to be pretty comforting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the commonplace is people are home alone and nobody's around. And so you're thinking, how am I going to get help? Mm-hmm. So, and when they hear that response associate come across, it is a big sigh of relief, you know, versus let's say you're at the grocery store. We do have our mobile device, but most likely if you fall at the grocery store, someone hopefully is going to help
sure.
you. But it's when you're in your home by yourself that, and even if you're in a senior apartment community, if you're in your apartment by yourself and you don't go out, somebody might not check on you for the, you know, another 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, because you could have just left people. They think you're going to take a nap. You're gone for 4 hours. They wouldn't think a thing about
it. And nobody plans a fall. Nobody plans, oh, today I think I'm going to have a heart attack or just not feeling well.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing about our service, too, is we don't call EMS all the time. Sometimes and often people have a fall. They simply need assistance up. We send someone over, they get them up, and they're fine. Nothing else needs to be done. Or maybe they're just, you know, not feeling well. Push their button, and we send what we call a responder, which is a friend, family, or neighbor that can go check on them.
And a lot of people may think, you know, I've got my son or daughter or friend on speed dial, whatever. But you know what? Just like right now, somebody needed me. I mean, I'm not paying, you know, paying attention to my phone. Right. I couldn't leave. Well, I mean, depending on the emergency, but I mean, it would be tough and people could be in a meeting, could be whatever. So if you're thinking out there, oh, this isn't something we need because I live within three blocks, it's still something that your loved one needs. And which we'll get into in our second segment, a little bit of the cost. But I mean, a lot of people pay more for their cable bill than what this costs.
A lot of people pay monthly for their cable bill, which would be a year subscription to our service.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it can, again, it can save your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, it's, we hope you don't have to use it, but it's kind of like life insurance or, you know, health insurance.
Well, sure.
You know, we hope you don't have to use it, but if you need our help, we're going to be there.
If you need it one time.
Right.
That is worth every penny.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure. Their website you can check out as well is lifeline.phillips.com. And once again, their number, 303-378-2476. So as far as installation, is it some monitor type things? Because I know Dan helps out with
this. Correct.
So is it some monitor type devices in different rooms then that pick up that signal?
Right. Okay. So it's basically one, if they have our in-home device, it's one communicator. It covers the whole home. We can turn it up pretty loud on our end to hear someone across the room, across the hallway. The nice thing is, if we don't make voice contact, we actually disconnect, dial into the home to see if somebody's able to pick up the phone. Because sometimes people accidentally press their button.
Sure.
If we don't connect with that person, then we start calling responders to send somebody over and saying, we didn't make voice contact. We need you to go over and check on that person.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty easy as far as the setup. It's plug and play, and we have two options where we can have a home service rep like Dan go out and set it up, or sometimes in rural areas we don't have coverage there necessarily. We can ship it, and they can do what we call self-install and call us, and we'll walk them through it.
Sure. When we come back from break, maybe a story or two that might come to mind of where you say, you know, boy, these people are so glad that they heard about this because some loved one is still with them today because of it.
Yes.
All right.
I have a good one.
All right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of our referralsforseniors.com show. If you've got any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we are thrilled to have Ruth Ann Arbor in studio with us. She's the territory manager for Phillips Lifeline. And if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. This is a special edition of our referrals for seniors and .com. This is a website and a referral list specifically dedicated for seniors, family members, caregivers. So not meant to be a directory of any kind. We're trying to find the right people in each category that we know we can trust and that can be a big help to you. And you can get the help and advice that you need as well. So we're talking about this Phillips Lifeline, and this is an alert system for the home that the person just simply wears around their neck. But it has reduced from the garage door opener size. Okay, so it's relatively smaller now.
It lays, our basic button weighs less than a half an ounce.
Oh, wow.
It's really,
that's cool.
Yeah, really light.
And, you know, it's got to be. I mean, and I'm sure we could get many testimonials from your customers, but what a relief just to know that somebody is right there and you can be all alone.
Yeah. I have a great scenario. I personally was involved in this. I'm not usually the one that goes out to set up the service, but I had a scenario where I happened to be in the area, and it was a couple that both had our service. And they needed their buttons swapped out, partly because they had worn them down so much. They had our mobile button that they needed the cord swapped out. So I went to their home, swapped out their cords, reprogrammed their buttons. And the next day, I got a call from the husband to thank me because his wife had fallen and her signal went through. She had the fall detection button, so she didn't even push it. Signal went through, so they were coming across to ask if she needed help. Well, in the meantime, he tried to help her up, and he fell as well. So they are both laying on their floor. Both have fallen. They were in their mid-80s. Wife had more chronic health conditions than he did. And the next thing you knew, the EMS were at their home. She was transported. He was okay. He just had, like, a bruise. But he called me that afternoon to thank me because of the service. He's like, we would have both still been laying on the floor together.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, when he called me, I mean, I couldn't even make that up if I tried.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, especially in elderly people, they're maybe a little more brittle, and somebody may go in there and think they're help, and the way they pick them up and could dislocate an arm, break an arm. I mean, we've heard all kinds of
exactly.
nightmare stories.
Yeah. Because sometimes when we're talking to them, two-way communication on their communicator or through their button, depending on their service, sometimes they're like, no, I'm not hurt. We send out, you know, friend, family, neighbor to go check on them, and they get out there and like, I don't know. I don't think I should move them. And from there, we have a closed loop. So once that responder gets into their home, we ask them to hit what we call our reset button. It lets us know someone's in the home. And then we'll ask them, hey, are they okay? And, you know, sometimes it's like, no, we need the EMS. And so then we turn around and call the EMS to come out.
Sure. Once again, their phone number is 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. The website is lifeline.phillips.com. So let's go through a little bit of, and we don't have time to get into all probably the different programs you offer, but from a basic unit, and maybe there's
yes.
one person in the home, and so give us some kind of idea of price
structure.
So we have
all, you know, different levels from our basic service. If you still have you know, a traditional, what I call a traditional landline now, a Comcast or a CenturyLink. We have a unit that works with that and our basic button where you have to push the button for any type of scenario. Okay. That basic service is $30 a month. So, you know, a dollar a day for
three
peace of mind.
Three visits to Starbucks.
Yeah. A dollar a day for peace of mind. To when you add in our fall detection, it's only $15 more a month. So, you know, $45 a month for fall detection. So, you know, again, still pretty affordable. All the way to our mobile devices, which are a little bit more expensive, and we have two levels of our mobile device. One that's a standalone pendant that, honestly, it's only $45 a month. You do have to purchase the button. To our highest level, where you have a communicator and the mobile button, because it adds some additional locating features when you have a unit, the communicator,
so
and
let's
the
say
mobile.
Someone's out and maybe they've got a fairly large backyard and they mess around with flowers or something, or, you know, back in the lawn. So that's something that can still locate them.
Yes.
Away from inside the home.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And the great thing about our mobile button, it has, depending on the level of service, 5 to 6 locating features. And the one that I love, we can locate the person with our mobile with GPS and Wi-Fi. However, let's say you're out for a walk in a park, you've fallen, you're laying there, we know approximately where you are, but EMS can't see you. We can set off an audio beacon, and I equate it to like an avalanche beacon. It's a high-pitched beep, so then, again, we can locate exactly where they are.
Wow. And I was doing some research on your website this morning, and it said also the auto alert button requires no charging.
Yes.
So that's a cool thing, because
Yeah.
everything else we have, we don't, when you need it the most, and you see it in movies, people, they go to use their cell phone and write that dire need and it's dead, you know.
The only button that does require charging is our mobile, and partly because the two-way voice is in the button, so it drains the battery more. Mm-hmm. But it's really simple. It's like a magnetic clip that clips onto the back of the button, and the power cord for it. It has such a long cord. You can be sitting in your recliner, don't even have to take your button off, charge it, and then you just break it away. It's a magnet, so it comes up, you know, comes off really easily.
Wow. And I'm telling you, even, you know, older couples, because we always think about the individual just left at home alone, but also for someone, because, you know, I mean, they're older years, I mean, people take naps, they leave somebody else alone, they think they're fine, the husband goes out in the garage to do something, whatever, and the wife, before she knows it, 5 hours have gone by, and, oh, I haven't seen Fred.
Exactly.
You never know.
Yeah.
And for the you know, affordability of this,
and typically
it's crazy not to have it
for an additional subscriber, especially if it's our basic service, it's only $10 extra to have two people on the service. For our basic service. With our mobile, again, you have to have two different subscriptions, partly because it's mobile and, you know, husband could be at the grocery store and wife's at home and they both need help at the same time. It's two completely separate, but still completely affordable.
Wow. Now, during the break, I asked you if there was any kind of special you had, and there is kind of one, so if you don't mind, hey, let's give it out.
Yeah, so through the end of the month of June, and sometimes we'll roll it over into the beginning of the next month, is first month free. So if you mention you heard about us on this
radio mention
program.
Haystack Help Radio, and or mention Dan Muir. We'll make Dan the keyword.
There we go.
Yeah, but I want to thank Dan for setting this up for us today. But folks, really, truly, hey, maybe you're by yourself. There's not any loved ones that live around you or friends that you ought to give them a call today. This is something that could absolutely save your life. And if you're that family member or caregiver, hey, and you know, it would take you a while. Hey, with traffic today, I don't care where you are, it's going to take you time to get to somewhere. Give them a call. And I'm telling you, this is very, very affordable. 303-378-2476. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and they will get your first month free for you. Now, as far as alerting, once the Lifeline Response Center does, then I assume they have a emergency call list to call a loved one or something.
Correct.
Is that how it works?
Yep. So what happens if, you know, we're talking to the person that has the service, Again, two-way communication, the button or the communicator in the home. You choose who your responders are for non-emergency situations. So typically it's a friend, family, or neighbor that's no more than 10 minutes from the home, because even if you're not hurt, we still want somebody to get over to you right away. Okay. So you list them in whatever order, first, second, third. We'll take their home phone, cell phone, work phone, and we'll work our way through that basically phone triage to get a hold of somebody. A common scenario, if you don't have a family member or you don't know your neighbors, you don't necessarily have to have a non-emergency responder. We like for you at least to have one, but sometimes people don't, and EMS is the first person that we call if there is no other responder. But a lot of people like that because they don't want the bells and whistles out there every time.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And there's another nice feature, which I love, is you can list a family member as just a notify. So let's say your daughter lives out of state, or even your daughter lives in Colorado Springs.
Sure.
And you want her to know if something happens. So we, after the call is closed out, we've answered your call, we'll call your daughter in Colorado Springs and let her know what's going on.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited about this. We're going to do this again. Thank you very, very much. What a great service. But you know what? It doesn't help you if you don't call. 303-378-2476, 303-378-2476. Again, I want to thank our good buddy Dan Muir for setting this up for us today. And thank Ruth Ann Arbor, Territory Manager, for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. If you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio, we've got Megan Compton with us. She is the Marketing and Communications Senior Coordinator, and also Krista Ferndelli. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Communications, talking about the Better Business Bureau. And Megan, you talked about a program you had called LIFT.
Yes, so LIFT is our youth ethics education program. And so what it is it's geared towards middle and high school students here in the Denver area. And so we recruit teachers through different schools, a lot of DPS schools, charter schools, places like that, to take our curriculum and put it into their classroom. And so it's really flexible depending on the teacher's schedule and what curriculum they already have planned out for their school year, their semester. They can fold in the LIFT ethics education however they would like to. And so it consists of a few different sessions where the students will work through some ethical dilemmas, talk about some different approaches to ethics and what ethics means to them, and different ways of thinking about it. And then it ends with them putting on a presentation and showing what they've learned and what ethics means to them and how they plan to use ethics and the concepts of trust and integrity for the rest of their lives. And so the mission of the program is to raise up an ethical workforce for tomorrow. So these kids are going to be our future business leaders and, you know, the future business members of our community. And so we want them to already have a sense of trust and integrity, and that'll just help our marketplace overall, so that supports our greater BBB mission as well.
Sure. Now, let's talk about a few things as far as scams. And Krista, you're bringing up online shopping. Huge. I mean, first of all, I've never seen so many Amazon trucks and all these Prime trucks. I don't know how malls and just regular retail clothing shops are going to stay in business the way online shopping has taken off.
Yeah, I mean,
you can click on your computer and it can be at your doorstep tomorrow.
Right. And just by sheer volume of those transactions and the comfort that the marketplace has with doing business that way, that's how scammers mm-hmm. are also able to reach the community. So, you know, you need to exercise a lot of caution and just be really careful about the transactions that you're placing and that you're really doing business with the real business that you intended to.
Right. And I had somebody suggest a few years ago, see if you agree with this, they're talking about, you know, using, instead of maybe using your main debit card or something that you keep mm-hmm. some money in, maybe having just a shopping card that you have where you only keep certain amount of money in there to help you do those transactions. So then if there ever is any fraudulent activity, they can't keep hitting a debit because there's nothing there.
Yeah, we actually recommend that you use a credit card. Okay. Because there are protections. Yep. In liability. And you're right, we wouldn't say to use your main debit card, your main checking account information, because although those protections do exist, that's probably all of your liquid funds, right? How you're running the rest of your livelihood. And so we wouldn't want that fraudulent activity to impact your cash flow for an indefinite period of time, right?
Right.
Or for them to get their hands on it. We do say alternative methods of payment, you should take a lot of extra care and possibly not even interact. Like, we're seeing people wanting to be paid in Apple iTunes gift cards or wire transfers, or, you know, in those transactions, once they're gone, it's like cash. There is no protection and you can't get the funds back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even companies that you do business with face-to-face, when we've talked about contractors, which we're going to hit again, I'm a big proponent. If they don't take credit cards, they ain't getting my business. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? Hey, and everybody says, hey, it cost me 3 or 4%. Hey, I take them for my advertising deal. It costs me a few percent. But you know what? I'm protected. They're protected. And I just think credit card is a good way to pay for a lot of things.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the scams out there. And boy, you think of just first thing, unfortunately, contractors, as far as roofing and different things like that, and paying deposits. And we could do a whole show on trying to give you advice for how to handle that. But Megan, take just a minute and just kind of talk about some of the, you know, hail things with roof or even our automobiles. You know, I mean, you'll see little things pop up with a tent and they say they can do a fix and dent and they weren't there yesterday. Not saying they're not good, but take precaution, right?
Sure. So since hail season is upon us, and we just had a pretty bad hailstorm last week and may have more to come, it's important just to be aware and be cautious. So with roofing and auto, we tend to see more scams pop up around hail season or right after a hailstorm in those categories. So if you're being approached by somebody, especially with a high pressure sales tactic, saying that you need to fix your roof right now, if they're asking for you to pay it up front, if you're having trouble finding information on them, whether it's through BBB or Haystack or, you know, really anywhere, then those are some red flags. And so the same can go for auto, too, because a lot of people, unfortunately, have a lot of damage to their cars if it's left out in a hailstorm. And, of course, they want to get that fixed as quickly as possible, especially if the damage is really severe and it's smashing in their windows and things like that. So you just need to do your research and make sure that you are going to a very credible auto body shop where there's already some verified reviews, and, you know, look at the BBB profile, see what their rating is, see what people are saying about that company before you just go drop your car off there.
And even buying a car, I mean, we saw something with a news station the other day where they were rolling back some miles on them, you know. And it's funny, some of these neighborhood apps you have now when people are looking for recommendations, it seems like these two words come a lot. Looking for a good, cheap plumber. And it's like, okay, good or cheap? Those usually aren't going to be, I mean, I always tell people, if you're looking for the cheapest painter, that is not going to be on haystackhelp.com. I don't want the cheapest painter on there. I want somebody that's going to do a good job. The guy we promote, American Painting Specialist, Kevin Getz, and Kevin, you will not pay till he's done, and, you know, he does it right, and, I mean, that's what I want. I want, where I'm getting the call to say these people were great, not that they were cheap, and now I'm not happy.
And to your point, you know, it's really a good idea to get three estimates. I mean, there's so many good qualified contractors really in any category in Denver that you shouldn't have to settle in quality. And maybe even, you know, you may even be able to get that really good price from a reputable company.
Sure.
But, you know, make sure that you get three estimates and that they're apples to apples. You know, they're outlining the same types of materials and the same types of work and the same type of plan. And then you can really understand what it is they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then to your point also, don't pay for the work up front or pay for all the materials before they start working in your home, because we do see that type of scam happen a lot where they start to do work or they take the money for the materials and don't even start, and you never hear from or see them again.
Right. We had one deal a year or so ago where a lady had paid the general contractor for materials. Home Depot showed up with a big load of materials, dumped them in her yard. She signed that she received them, and yet the general contractor never came back. He took the money. Then she still owed Home Depot for the deal. So if your contractor wants to, you need to pay for the materials, great. Go with him. Pay for the materials, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really make sure that you have a detailed contract that spells out that payment schedule and then stick to it. Definitely don't pay your final installment until the work is done to the specifications in the contract, too. And make sure there's fine print about how you deal with a problem.
Absolutely. And that's something that with the accredited businesses that they agree to go to kind of an arbitration, right, if there is an issue.
But they're willing to work with consumers, and they start that through just our normal complaint process where between the business and the consumer that had a transaction, they try to work through to come to some resolution. And if they cannot, then we have alternative methods that we help through arbitration and mediation as well.
Gotcha. Once again, check out the BBB on their website. A lot of great information, and we mentioned the scam tracker tool that they have. And if you've got questions about maybe becoming a member of the Better Business Bureau, what's the best number for them?
That would be 303-758-2100.
Right. Or you can go straight to our website at bbb.org and click Get Accredited, and there's information right there for you as well.
Okay. And make sure you get the right name of the business. Sometimes we've seen deals where some companies, we had a deal several years ago, I remember this, where they came in and added the word of Colorado to a lot of different business names.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
familiar names.
Familiar names. And all they did, which is legal, but make sure you get the right business that you are looking for, too, and do your due diligence. And like I say, just because they're not a member of Haystack, if you call us, we'll tell you, hey, if we know something about them or we don't, whatever. But check with the Better Business Bureau. Again, they are unbiased. And some of the things, and we don't have time to get into it today, but there's just so many misconceptions, and hopefully we can do this on another show about the Better Business Bureau because, I mean, they do check people out, and, you know, you're not going to be able to pay a certain amount of money to get a grade.
Yeah.
Just period.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep. You get that grade strictly through what consumers say about you.
Absolutely. Well, once again, let's end it here with a fun day. July 19th is coming up, and it will be from 8 to 1 at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. This is going to be the BBB Skeet Meet, and it will be a great event. Your ticket will get you 100 clays, some ear protection, lunch, and two drinks on that one ticket. And they are doing teams of four. And so if you got a team of four buddies, hey, go and do it. And if not, and you've got one or two people, maybe three, and just come, go to the website, and we'll give you that in just a second. I'll have Megan give you that. And you can register. And then if they need to pair you up with one or two more people to make that total team of four, they will do that. But it will be a great event. And a lot of great prizes, sponsors out there, a great way of networking. So if you're in business, hey, no better place than to meet a lot of other great business people out at a Better Business Bureau Skeet and Meet. So Megan, that website one more time.
So that's bit.ly/2019SkeetMeet, bit.ly/2019SkeetMeet.
All right, great. Well, ladies, this has been fun. Hopefully we'll do this again.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take another break, and we'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Cishan Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and there you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage, and always our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, if you're suffering from numbness, pain, tingling in your feet, you may be one of the millions suffering from something we call peripheral neuropathy. Well, now there's an advanced treatment available, and Dr. Dean Anderson is with us today. And Dr. Anderson is a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us again today. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's always good to have you, and we've enjoyed learning more about this condition called peripheral neuropathy over these last several months with you. So let's start out, for those that maybe haven't caught your other broadcast, what is peripheral neuropathy and then some of the symptoms people might find themselves with?
Sure. So peripheral neuropathy, Scott, is a condition where there's damage to our peripheral nerves. So these are nerves in our, most commonly in our feet, our lower legs. Patients can notice nerve damage in their fingers or their hands. But the condition is essentially affecting nerves in our periphery. The most common signs and symptoms that patients deal with is usually in the beginning some altered sensation, numbness, tingling. Patients will often describe the sensation of like their sock being balled up in their shoe or having a rock in their shoe when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the condition progresses, usually it becomes, more kind of intensified nerve pain. So patients can have burning, sharp shooting electrical pains. I'll have patients who oftentimes complain of like itching, you know, that they can't satisfy. And it's just it's a progressive condition. It's frustrating for a lot of patients because, they don't know what to do, and they've been oftentimes told nothing can be done for them.
Right. And, boy, this must be scary for people, and I guess it can hit at any age, but I think you tend to see it in a little bit more of our elder population. Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. It can affect all ages, but, most of my patients, I'd say, are usually 55 to 60 and over. And the reason is, there's neuropathy, there's always something that causes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so really just the more we live life, the more we're exposed to things. And as the older we get and our health kind of deteriorates, then the more we're apt to have those types of conditions that can cause neuropathy. And, one of the most important things that we focus on in the beginning with patients is understanding why they have it. Because a lot of people are told in the beginning, hey, we don't know why, or your neuropathy is idiopathic, meaning, again, there's no known cause. But
right.
I always stress to patients that there is a cause. And so, part of our job in the beginning, whether it's ordering diagnostics, looking through past history, but it's determining and getting an understanding of why they have it. And it's not, just diabetics or people who have, pre-diabetes who can get this. It's patients who deal with autoimmune issues
mm-hmm.
can get neuropathy. It can be a result of a just chronic inflammatory issue or, side effects of certain medications can cause it, certain chemos, chronic use of statin medications, a history of taking antacids for long periods of time. So there's really a number of things that can cause it. And so that's, one of our real focuses in the beginning is making sure we know why patients have it.
Right. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us. Their number is 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You can check out their website, denverneuropathy.com. Now, if you just ignore this, like most of us guys especially try to do, are there some more side effects we may feel or more serious side effects this could get into if you don't get in and get some treatment?
Yeah, neuropathy is known as a progressive condition. So in most cases, it'll get worse over time. Now, the rate of progression is different based on the patient and why they have it. You know, some people will progress faster than others, but usually it'll just start to work its way up the extremity. You know, and patients can have, you know, more intense pain, and eventually they can have real significant numbness, and with numbness just becomes loss of function. You know, we'll have patients who they don't know where their feet are in space, so there are fall risks. We'll have patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. A lot of people are aware of, like, you know, diabetics who get to a point with their neuropathy where, you know, they'll have amputations. And, of course, those are, you know, very progressed cases. But those are the things that can happen over time as the condition just kind of continues to progress.
Sure. And this is something, well, we're seeing more and more. And I read an article a little bit, doing a little research for the show, and it says somewhere around 20 million people suffer from this.
Yeah. There's a large number, and the numbers are only growing. And, again, the reason is it's because there's so many different things that can cause it. You know, and in this country, you know, diabetes is on a rise, so that's going to lead to more neuropathies. Autoimmune issues are on a rise. That'll lead to more neuropathy. So the numbers are increasing, and the reason that is there's just more health conditions that are also increasing that then lead to neuropathy.
Absolutely. So listen, if you are listening to this right now and you're suffering with some of these symptoms, or you have a loved one, or you know a friend at work that may be suffering from this, give Front Range Medical Center a call today, 720-851-9694. And here's a great special Dr. Anderson's doing for us. All you have to do is let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. It is a $27 neuropathy relief consultation, and this will include review of your health history, past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation. This is a $245 value. Just to find out if you're the right candidate for this treatment. So, Dr. Anderson, first of all, we thank you for that because, man, I mean, I'm just going to be very honest. Your time alone is certainly worth more than that, but I know you do this just to make sure you're a good fit for the client and they're a good fit. And I know you want to add value and you want to help people.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. I mean, there's you know, a lot to this, and I've got to make sure patients are good candidates. We have to make sure that, you know, the condition isn't too progressed, you know, that we feel they're going to respond favorably to treatment. You know, we've got to make sure we understand why they have it. So there's definitely some steps we take to, you know, make sure we put patients in a position to succeed and, you know, get the desired results.
Absolutely. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us. Again, he's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, and this is advanced neuropathy treatment now available right here in Denver. And if you missed a few minutes ago, here's our special offer for you today. It is $27 neuropathy relief consultation. This will include your review of health history, your past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation. This has a $245 value. And again, Dr. Anderson's kind of do this for us here on Haystack Help Radio, and he wants to find out, you know, if you're a candidate for treatment. So give him a call today, 720-851-9694, and you can visit denverneuropathy.com for more information as well. Another couple of minutes here, but why, and I mentioned earlier, you know, guys especially, we try to get through all the pain and wait, and I'm sure you've never looked at a patient yet and said, wow, you came in too early. Most time people come in too late. Why do people, what is it in our makeup that just makes us want to wait till it really gets unbearable? And probably a lot of times in this, if someone would have come a year sooner or something, you could have helped them more in a quicker fashion, I should say.
Yeah, you know, I see it, man, a lot. I see oftentimes patients, you know, they wait so long, and I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one, I think that a lot of times patients just aren't aware that there's other things that can be done for them. You know, and oftentimes they've been told, hey, you know, you've got neuropathy and there's nothing else that can be done. And so, you know, patients really don't know until, you know, they've heard about us through, you know, one of our other patients or referral or a program like this. So a lot of times it's because people don't know there's something else out there.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it, Scott, is I think it's just, I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of human nature. You know,
sure.
A lot of times we just tend to kind of deal with things and hope that they're going to go away on their own when in reality, you know, they kind of don't. And over the years, it's just kind of creeps up on us. Eventually, you know, it gets to a point where patients are like, okay, you know, enough is enough. And then they're at that point where it's like, hey, I want to do something. And so, yeah, sometimes in those cases, am I looking at the patient thinking, man, you know, if you come in 2 years earlier, you know, instead of maybe having 60-70% improvement with treatment, maybe we would have gotten 80-90% improvement.
Right.
Yeah, I think that can happen at times, but I think it's kind of human nature, and I don't know that that'll ever change.
Sure, I know what you mean. Well, listen, you can make a change today, and you got to take that first step, and that's just by making a call to Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, and ask for your $27 neuropathy relief consultation. And once again, this is a great value. It includes your review of health history, past medical records, and a neuropathy-specific evaluation, a $245 value. All you have to do is mention that you heard Dr. Anderson here on Haystack Health Radio. And again, that website, denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, hey, I know you're busy, but thanks for taking a few minutes with us today, and we'll look forward to our next conversation, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Health Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.